Each week, former librarian, book maven, and action figure Nancy Pearl shares a book recommendation. Today, Nancy tells Marcy Simon about a new collection of short stories with a great title.
The author is a woman named Catherine Heine. She has had one short story published in The New Yorker. Amazing. She said she tells the story of when she heard that it was accepted. And many of her other stories published in smaller literary magazines like Glimmer Train and Plowshares. This collection of short stories, it has what I think is probably the best title that I have heard in a long time. I mean, full props to her for coming up with this title. Single, Carefree, Mellow is the name of the collection. And I am the wrong demographic, I think, for this collection. I am neither single nor carefree, and definitely not mellow. yet I loved her writing in this book.
Now, I would think from that title that this was about younger people who are single, carefree, and maybe mellow. I don't know that those words all work together necessarily.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
But are they all
single? I think
that,
yes, the main characters in these short stories are all single. Very few of them are carefree, and almost none of them are mellow. I think that's what makes it work in many ways.
Are they interconnected characters, or are they discrete stories?
No, they're discrete stories. Of a few of the characters' stories are continued, and so you sort of have the hope, well, maybe there'll be a novel coming out of this. But things that I've read about the author, Catherine Heine, make me think that there's not going to be a novel, that this is what we have. Here's the thing about this or any collection of short stories. I think we make a mistake when we try to read these as novels. That is, just start at the beginning and keep reading.
Well, I was just going to ask you to talk a little bit about the art of the art and craft of a short story, because while I do love to consume gigantic novels, I think it's really fun to get lost in them. I've been thinking a lot about discipline as applied to various art forms, and I'm wondering if a short story writer, if that is a different kind of discipline than somebody who's writing an epic saga.
I think there is. I think in some ways short stories are closer to poetry, because you really have to make every word in a short story work for you. And a lot of short stories that I read that I don't find successful don't adhere to that. With this book, well, again, with any collection of short stories, what my advice would be to read the first short story and put the book aside for a day or two and then come back to the second one, because most writers have a voice. And the joy of Single, Carefree, Mellow is the wonderful, wonderful voice of the narrators in these stories. But in many ways, it's a similar voice, though the story they're telling is different. And I think that's the danger that all these things are going to mush together unless you separate your reading of them.
Maybe I've been approaching short stories the wrong way all these years.
Yeah, I think so. I think that even the best short stories, or the short stories that you most love, I think they will repay you more if there's a space that you give a space. Now, the writer, I just have to say this, that the writer who she reminds me of is Lori Colwin. And when I started reading this and I thought, Lori Colwin, oh, The Lone Pilgrim by Lori Colwin, one of my all-time favorite collections of short stories. But even those, you need to separate.
Well, I also, as you were describing single, youngish people, there was a collection of interconnected short stories probably almost 20 years ago called The Girl's Guide to Hunting and Fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Which I believe you brought in and introduced to me.
Yes.
And those were memorable for me because I did really love them so much. And so It sounds like if I love those, I might really get into these.
Absolutely.
As well.
And The Girl's Guide to Hunting and Fishing, Melissa Blank was the author. Yeah, those were wonderful short stories as well.
Well, I'm going to approach short stories with a new discipline as a reader. This collection is called Single, Carefree, Mellow by Catherine Heine, H-E-I-N-Y. Nancy Pearl, thanks.
Thank you, Marcy.
Nancy is the author of the Book Lust series, and she spoke to Marcy Silman. Nancy Pearl joins us every Tuesday on The Record with her book recommendations. Want more ideas? Go to our website, kuow.org, search for Nancy Pearl Books.